Environmental Science Revision on Erosion and Soil for Kids 4 through 12. The washing or the wearing away of a field's topsoil by water and the wind is known as erosion. The two main types of erosion are water and wind erosion. Man causes erosion through farming activities such as tillage. The washing away of topsoil by water is known as water erosion. The carrying away of topsoil by wind is known as wind erosion. Agents of erosion or things that cause erosion include water, wind, man, and animals. Some effects of erosion are: 1. Soil erosion decreases soil fertility, which can negatively affect crop yields. 2. It also sends soil-laden water downstream, which can create heavy layers of sediment that prevent streams and rivers from flowing smoothly. 3. It can eventually lead to flooding. 4. Once soil erosion occurs, it is more likely to happen again if not prevented. How can we prevent erosion in agriculture? We can prevent erosion by 1. Keep the soil covered as much as possible. 2. Practice crop rotations. 3. Control runoff before it develops into an erosive force. Plant protection. Unwanted plants or any plant growing where it is not wanted is called weeds. When plants dry off as a result of lack of water in the soil, it is known as wilting. The provision of a cover over crops to reduce transpiration is known as shading. The covering of the topsoil by grass or undecomposed materials such as straw, hay, under plants to prevent loss of water and growth of weeds is known as mulching. Some advantages of mulching are: A. It reduces water loss from the soil surface, which helps maintain soil moisture. B. Moderates soil temperatures, keeping it warmer on cold nights and cooler on hot days. C. Protects bare soil and reduces erosion and soil compaction. D. In orchards, mulching materials are most often applied under trees to maintain their growth and stability. Thinning, grafting, and budding. The careful removal of some crop plants to avoid overcrowding and give room for the growth of others is known as thinning. The providing of stakes for climbing stems like yams is known as staking. Horticultural techniques used to join parts from two or more plants so that they appear to grow as a single plant are called grafting and budding. The technique where the upper part, scion, of one plant grows on the root system, rootstock, of another plant is known as grafting. The process where a bud is taken from one plant and grown on another is known as budding. Soil. The loose top layer of the earth's surface on which plants grow is known as soil. Soil is formed in the process of breaking down rocks known as weathering. In the process of weathering, the bedrock breaks down into pieces due to the effects of heat, cold, water, wind, and rain. The agents of weathering are temperature, wind, rain, plants, and animals. Things that compost or make up the soil are minerals, organic matter, water, and air. The four components of soil in their proportion are: mineral matter 45%, organic matter 5%, air 25%, and water 25%. A vertical cross-section of the soil, from top to bottom, is known as a soil profile. The various layers of soil are also called soil horizons. Each horizon of soil may be different from the other horizons in physical or chemical ways. There are four types of soil, namely loam soil, sandy soil, clay soil, and humus soil. Humus soil is also referred to as manure. The best soil for agriculture is loam soil. The most fertile soil is humus soil. Fertile soil carried by rainwater to the banks of rivers is called alluvial soil. A thick, heavy soil that water hardly penetrates is called clay soil. A type of loose light soil that is permeable by water is known as sandy soil. If this presentation has helped you, subscribe, like, and share. Click the links below for more on general knowledge revision.